This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation in Mecca, the two superpowers around the world were the Romans and the Persians. And the Meccans, being polytheists, worshipping other than Allah, who had similar acts of worship, worshipping other than Allah. And the Muslims were inclined to the Romans because they're from the people of the book and we're from the people of the book. When the news came about the battle that happened between them and that the Persians had defeated the Romans, the Meccans became very happy, the mushrikeen, and they went to the Muslims and started to brag and to boast that just as the Persians beat your brothers who believe in a revelation from God, also we're going to beat and we're going to defeat you. This saddened the Muslims because the Muslims want the khair for the Romans because no doubt that they're better than the Persians. And then Allah revealed the verses in the beginning of Surah Ar-Rum, غُلِبَتْ الرُّوم, that the Romans have been defeated. فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ, in the nearest land to the area of Sham. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلِبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ, and after their defeat, they will be victorious. فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ, in bid'i years. And the word bid' in Arabic, it's between 3 and 9. So between in 3 and 9 years, they're going to be victorious. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ, to Allah belongs the command before and after. وَيَوْمَئِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and on that day when the believers become happy. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, with the victory of Allah. يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah makes victorious whoever He pleases. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ, and He is the Almighty, the All-Merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon hearing this, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he raced to the kuffar of Quraysh, to the disbelievers of Quraysh, and he told them that the Romans will become victorious. Our Prophet just told us. So Ubay bin Khalif, he stood up and he said that you are lying. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, in fact, you are the liar. Ya Adu Allah, the enemy of Allah. And Abu Bakr, who is a Siddiq, he immediately said to him, I'll bet you, let's put a wager on it, let's put a bet on it. And this before betting was made haram in Islam. He said, you think we're lying? Let's bet about it. So they made the bet that the Romans would win, in some narrations, in 3 years or 4 or 5. And then when this time passed and the Romans still hadn't become victorious, they came to Abu Bakr and they said this. When he told this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, why did you say with this amount of years? Because Allah says, fi bid'i sinin, and bid'i years from 3 to 9. He said, so tell him to increase it, that you want to increase the bet. He went back to him and said, let's increase the bet. So they agreed to increase it. And sure enough, just as Allah promised, the Romans were victorious. And some of the narrations said that was after Al-Hudaybiyah, and others said it was after Badr. The point is that the Romans were victorious as Allah promised, and Abu Bakr collected his wages from the bet. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, what should I do with it? He said, give it as sadaqah. And these types of verses, when Allah tells us what's going to happen in the future and it happens, and the things that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us would happen and it happened just like he said, all of this to increase our yaqeen, our certainty with the truthfulness of the Quran and the truthfulness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.